Welcome to the after show on warm1013.com. We invite you to share this with all your friends on all your socials because we like making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I said I have some interesting information about how money affects you. Research suggests that the more money you make, the longer you'll live. Make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
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 It's because you get better health care, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Remember how rich people, like when COVID first came, mm-hmm. like they could get treated or tested or the vaccine before other people?
They had the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Money talks, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Certainly does, man.
It's a sad truth.
I know. It shows for every $50,000 of income, it lowers a person's risk of death by 5%.
Wow.
So. I will say, money doesn't buy happiness.
It could. I have to be totally honest. I think it does. And Christy and I have talked about this. They've actually had studies that says, yes, money can buy happiness.
I disagree.
Well, let me see. Did your new car make you happy? Did your new house make you happy? Did your new bed make you happy? Yeah, you bought it with what? Money.
Money.
But, Tony, there are so many wealthy people out there.
Oh, they're miserable, but they'd be miserable if they were poor.
You know what? You're right.
See, once again.
They're just miserable people.
Just because they have money doesn't make them not miserable. They're, you know, I'll give it, you know, it's years ago.
Me approaching this with an open mind and maybe changing my opinion.
Years ago, a friend of mine who was in the advertising industry, he knew one of my bosses who had a lot of money. And he said, that guy was a blank before he had money. Now he's a blank with money.
That's a very interesting take.
Yeah. I think you are what you are. If you're happy, you're happy. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, money can buy happiness. Not, permanent, I don't think. I don't think it can buy permanent happiness, but it can make it. I think you're either a happy person or you're not. And you can choose to be happy. I really do believe that's a choice, too.
Absolutely. I mean, every morning I do this. I have this this little framed artwork in my bedroom. Choose happy.
Right.
Every day you have a choice. You can be miserable. Like, okay, my alarm goes off at 1:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
Do you think sometimes I want to choose happy?
Right.
No.
No, but I do.
Yep.
And I told you guys about my smiling trick.
Yes.
Yes.
I smile for 10 to 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
And it makes me happy.
Yeah. It releases endorphins.
I've been doing these things for years, Nikki.
Working great, Christy.
For years.
It's really knocking it out of the park.
These are the jokes, people.
I've told this story plenty of times, but I used to do the show from Disney World a lot. And I asked, you know, the guy who was our handler, who was a terrific guy, always happy. I said, you know, what does Disney look for in a person? He says, we hire happy people because you can't teach happy.
Oh.
Either you are or you aren't.
Oh, that is so true.
I think you can teach yourself happy. Okay. But if you're happy, like my son is the happiest person in the world.
Right.
Just, you know, and obviously there are things that happen that, you know, bug him and sometimes he gets sad, but.
That's kind of how Nate is. Like he's just always seems to be like in a good mood. Granted, he's a teenager right now, so you know you never know what you're gonna get. But 99% of the time, things don't bother him like they would bother me. Yeah. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't get worked up.
Thank God he didn't pass that down to him.
Really? No kidding. Because you're bothered by everything.
I mean, not that he's like monotone, because there are those people who are like, nothing bothers them. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
No, he just is like, loves life. But his life is great.
Yeah.
If I had his life, I'd be happy too.
Girl, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about, we were going tubing with the kids, and we ran by Tony's house, and we're like, Tony, come on. We got room for another. I was just thinking, how lucky these kids are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I never had a boat to go on.
Same.
Right. Or
same.
Tubes.
Same.
Like, that was never an opportunity. In fact, I got to do it once at camp, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And these kids could just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a lake, a slide that went into a lake at some certain lake, and I thought that was the coolest
thing
ever.
In the world.
And all I did all day when I was at that lake was go down the slide, go down the slide.
Absolutely.
It was so cool.
Yeah. My kids grew up with a pool, and
but
then they
probably
had
a
cottage.
A slide into the pool.
You know, really.
It's like in your backyard.
And I never had that growing up, and I made sure that my kids did. And, you know, and I was still a happy kid, okay?
Right. Right.
So, but, you know, once again, money can buy happiness. So I'm just
Tony's
saying.
Like,
just
and
saying.
I got the pool with the slide.
Just
no, we never got the slide or the diving board. I didn't want to kill people.
That's actually smart.
Yeah. Yeah, we looked into it, and the insurance rates went up with So, but because I thought a slide would be cool. I was never a big diving board guy, you know.
Well, when I was little, I was just talking about this with the kids. I would go off the high dive at the public pool.
Oh my god!
I had no problem. Now I'm scared to go off the little one.
Yeah.
What happened?
I climbed up one time, and I just looked at it and said, no, I'm walking down.
Yeah. And do you just jump off when you go off the diving board now? You don't, like, actually dive? You just kind of, like, bounce off?
I'm scared to do anything.
I just, like, walk off. Like, if I do it, I'm like, just walk off.
The repercussions are so much more these days, okay?
That's what it is.
So much more you can injure, okay? When you're 12, you get over it. When you're 40, 50, 60, you don't get over it that much.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Okay, I've got a topic to discuss.
All right, let's hear it.
This has been something that's bothered me for years.
Okay.
Rochester is a pretty conservative town.
Mm-hmm.
And although you may see people, women, on national news maybe showing a little bit more than you would locally,
mm-hmm.
what do you guys think of that? Of course, I'm talking about crack. Crack is whack, okay? You've heard the saying?
Yeah.
When it comes to the chest area, I believe, personally, that there should be no crack.
Really? I agree.
You should not be able to see any crack. And I've been preaching this to young people because I've been seeing more and more of it.
Locally?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't...
Would you point that out to me? Because I kind of like it. Sorry, I don't want to see the other crack, but this one I like.
I think Tony Risley thought you were talking about the other crack. Yeah. He was like, no.
I like this. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's,
I kind of agree with you, Nikki. And maybe we're just
prudes
of that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what you are, Nikki. First thing that comes to mind when I think of you is prude.
I really can be. You guys know I hate cursing.
She can be, actually.
Cursing really bothers me.
Well, it's funny because I understand 100%. You know, I'm not a typical guy.
Right.
I don't like, you know, guys go to strip clubs. I mean, for you know, those parties, what do you call bachelor parties? Yeah. I never went to one.
Jason
didn't either.
They're the saddest things in the world. I mean, I got roped into one once, and I left right away. They're the saddest places on earth.
It's so depressing.
And it's like, no, don't.
And it's gross.
And it's just, you know, it's like, I'll never get over what, why? I just don't get it.
Ugh.
You know?
I haven't ever been to one either.
Oh. Well,
women don't normally go.
No comment from
women. Do actually go.
Yeah, I know. But I avoid like the plague when all my friends were getting married all those years ago.
You avoid the bachelor party?
I do not do the bachelor party.
Oh, Tony,
I hate bachelor parties.
That's one of the things that started my marriage off wrong. We had marriage counseling with our pastor, and the pastor
Your
said
first
specifically.
Marriage, not this one.
He said specifically, no. You know, bachelor party, and you know, basically saying no strip clubs.
Right.
What did he do?
Yeah.
The first one.
First
one. Oh yeah, not this marriage. Come on now. I'm in heaven now. I'm pinching myself like woo.
Yeah, because there was no really bachelor party for this one, right?
No.
I mean, it was COVID, so you couldn't do much.
It's the difference between getting married when you're 20s and when you're 40s. So you know, but it was just a dumb, stupid thing. As a young man, I went to one, and after the first one, I went, okay, we're done here.
thank God. Okay. Good for you, Tony. Just, preach that some more.
They're just stupid and sad.
Agreed.
I don't get it. Anyway.
Preach, sir. Hallelujah. Right.
Hallelujah.
Keep it going, Tony.
All right, baby.
Say that again.
Put your hands on the radio.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, sister.
All right.
Goodbye, sister.
Bye.
Sleep.